What do you have for us this month?
Well, there's something quite surprising about the rocks that we see close to the surface of the Earth, and that is that they contain quite large traces of gold and platinum. Now, these, of course, are very rare and very valuable metals, but models that we have of the formation of the Earth suggest that these metals should actually be in the centre of the Earth rather than close to the surface where we find them. And that's because they bond very strongly to iron, and in the models that we have of the formation of the Earth was liquid in its early phase, and the iron was heavier than everything else, so it sunk to the middle to form the iron core, which gives the Earth its magnetic field. So we have to wonder where this gold and platinum came from. And a paper in Science this month perhaps has the answer, which is that after the Earth began to solidify, there were still a huge number of meteorites coming in, raining down onto the Earth and supplying new material. And you can actually calculate how much you would need to explain metals that we see. And it's about one part in 300 of the total mass of the Earth. And you can do the same calculation for Mars and the Moon, and you can find similar sort of proportions raining in onto those. And you can start to think about what distribution of asteroids you would need to cause those meteorites. Now, what perhaps really clinches this argument is there's another puzzle about how the Moon formed, because we have this picture that a Mars-sized planet crashed into the Earth and completely melted the Earth, and part of the Earth's mantle material was spun off, and that formed the Moon. But in that case, you would expect the Moon to be orbiting in roughly the same plane as the equator of the Earth, and in fact it's off by about 15 degrees. So what was it that knocked the Moon off its orbit? Well, it could have been not that the Moon was knocked, but that the Earth had these meteorites raining in so much mass, and that actually tipped the Earth's rotation axis by 15 degrees to explain that puzzle.
Does this tie in with other evidence that we see of bombardment, so looking at craters on the Moon or on nearby planets?
On the Earth, unfortunately, yep, the evidence would all be gone because the Earth has active geological processes, and so the craters caused by these meteorite impacts would have been wiped away long ago. And if you're interested, that was a paper by William Botke of the Southwest Research Institute in Boulder, Colorado, and that appeared in the journal Science on the 10th of December.
And we will put references and links up for all of the stories that you hear today at thenakedscientist.com/astronomy.